Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and I have a change of pace right now. All the recent podcasts have been with Kim, but today I'm going to interview Connie King. At one time, I introduced Connie as the director of fun around here, which she clearly is. But as times have changed, her role has changed. And before we start, I just think we all ought to pause and be grateful that we have someone like her on the staff. Most communities do not have someone who's coming up with ideas proactively to keep people engaged. And so with that, Connie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity.
And so you've been thinking about ways that people can engage virtually. And so tell us what you've come up with.
Well, one of the things, as you stated, Bob, a couple of the colleagues of mine, maybe about 30, 35 of us, are all on a call. And we put on our creative hats and each kind of exchange ideas about what they would like to see and what they would like to do in their communities to keep their homeowners engaged during this time. And we kind of toiled over a couple of things. I met with Gus and I met with Joe. And I want to please take an opportunity at this particular time and let all of our residents know that this cannot be possible without the expertise and the professionalism and the creativity and the graphic design by these two individuals.
I'm happy to hear you say that, because every time I compliment Gus on this podcast, he edits me out. And so this time he's not going to be able
edit us out at this particular time. So first of all, it was trying to find a platform that we could utilize to, like I said, keep our homeowners engaged. And we came up with Lifestyles Stay Connected, because that's what we wanted to actually do with our residents, is to stay connected. So we have a couple of fun, interactive questionnaires, surveys, trivia questions. We even have a night at the movies that we can go ahead and show public domain films online. If we provide a link, they can click onto that link, and we can do our movie night. So what we're trying to actually do is mimic some of the activities that we were already doing. For instance, Wind Down Wednesdays, we got information from Tutabella, which is our wine club, and they provided some information to us. Needles and Pins, they're making masks in order to provide to the hospitals. So they were already creating and already doing some things. We talked about our trivia questions, which are new. So if you click on either one of the links on the page, it will take you to a page where either you can provide information or that you can receive information. We wanted to do something, like I said, that was kind of fun and interactive. And people can actually, and they did. Yesterday we went live with it, and they submitted some of the trivia questions. So that was a fun thing. We have some people that provided some inspirational encouragement quotes of the day, and that will go on our Thoughtful Thursdays. So what we'd like to do is invite everyone to take a look at the page, to navigate around the page to make sure that it's working in conjunction with your software and your computer programs. And then get back to us if there's some things that you want to see on there. We looked at and we said, okay, there's not a lot of things for our male residents in the community to kind of interact with. So we're putting the car show. We're going to do a virtual car show. We're going to do a barbecue cooking demonstration. Cool. That's online. So some of our classes, like our Spanish class, we're trying to get her up and running now so she can continue to provide online classes for her students. So it's a work in progress. We just rolled it out yesterday, and we're probably going to have a couple hiccups. So if you can, as a resident, go on, tell us, you know, what you would like to see Let us know if the information that's there, if that's sufficient. And this is one of the ways that we can stay connected.
Good. Good idea. Okay. Well, so we've got roughly 4,000 people around here. I'm sure they'll have some suggestions for you.
And one of the points that I would like to point out, Bob, and to the rest of the community, this is not a platform by which we will be providing information about the virus. That is going to be left in the hands of our capable president, right, Mr. Fuller. So if you're looking at the site and you don't see any information about it, other than people making differences and those type of heroic type of activities or events that people are participating in, you may not see any or minimal information.
People are interested in the news.
Right, exactly.
Sources to get
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
This is a relief
exactly.
from that.
Exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Good. Well, the next step is for people to take a look.
Correct.
Get back to you with feedback and ideas.
Correct.
And so you're going to launch. What's going to happen? Is the trivia going to happen first? Or
each day, something different is going to happen. So if you look on the left side where it says weekly lifestyle activities, those are going to be the daily activities. So today is Tuesday. Today is the Trivia Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And we will switch these out sometimes week by week. For the most part, the majority of them will remain the same, especially on the left-hand side. The volunteer neighbor helping neighbors, we would keep that on. We've already gotten maybe about 5 or 6 volunteers who said that they can help mm-hmm. out their neighbors. So that's a platform by which people can go ahead, click on that link, and then fill out the information if they're interested in helping out their neighbors. As we indicated before, we have a task of the week that was submitted by one of our board members, Linda Asen, and she has a whole series, maybe about 20 different tasks that we can do around the house mm-hmm. while we're off during the week. So each week is going to be something that may be just a little bit different, just to kind of switch it up a bit.
I see. And so you communicated last week, I think, with an email. Is that going to be the format going forward? Are you going to, on Margarita Monday, or are you going to send out an email talking about margaritas, or what?
Well, what we'll do with the margaritas, we're asking them to send in their favorite recipes.
Uh-huh.
So the following week, we will post the recipes that had been submitted to us.
I see.
We will also try and tie in the website as well, because we know that this information this page is going to be pretty much limited as how much content mm-hmm. that we can put on it. So you will follow up, and maybe the winners who won the best margarita recipe can take a picture and make that recipe and send it in, so we can put that on the website.
I see.
We're trying to keep all forms of communication open.
Okay.
The website, the podcasting that we're doing now,
mm-hmm.
and then our state connector, so we can link all of them together.
Okay. Well, thank you for introducing this to us. I'm sure there will be subsequent podcasts as you develop and flesh out this idea. And it's good that we're going to have something to do to think about.
It's going to keep you busy. It's going to keep you busy.
That's right. Can't spend all the time watching the Tiger King.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
well, thank you, Bob, for the
opportunity.
Okay,
thank you, Connie. And until next time, bye-bye.